Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Shattered Silence, Stories of Recovery and Resilience. My name is Jory, and today I'm here with Ashley from Amelia Molloy's Angels. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, kind of funny, you are a Bakersfield native.
Born and raised.
Yep, and so we actually somewhat know who each other are just because of, like, elementary school, junior high school. We went to all the same schools.
Yes.
One of your sisters is close in age with me, friends with friends that I know and stuff like that. So I guess just go into how you founded Amelia Molloy's Angels and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So Amelia Molloy's Angels is a nonprofit, a 501c3 here in Kern County, and we help raise awareness for infertility. Most people don't talk about it or bring up the words, I can have a baby, or, you know, they're struggling. And, you know, growing up, you never stop and think, oh, that's going to be me, right? You think you get married, you have a baby, and you have the family that you dream of, correct? Mm-hmm. So I, you know, took a little bit longer than most people in Bakersfield to get married. I married my husband, Michael, in 2020, right when the pandemic hit. So we had a very small little wedding. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we decided, like, hey, let's try to have babies. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't working for us, so we started getting the medical help that we needed. And finally, our doctor referred us to an infertility doctor. Mm-hmm. And then that in itself was shocking. We obviously knew the insurance wasn't going to cover it. Mm-hmm. It was a path that we just never dreamed of. So
right.
It just throws you for a loop. Mm-hmm. So we get to the infertility doctor, and they start explaining the process. And right away, I'm like, okay, let's do it. But once again, you have to think of the financial matters, because infertility right now for IVF is starting at $30,000 and up. Gosh. And so that's just like an extreme cost, right?
Yeah.
You're newly married. You know, all these couple friends are going to do all these fun things, doing all these trips. And we're like, okay, well, we need to budget because we want to have a baby.
Yeah.
So that was important to us. So we went and did everything. Everything worked out perfectly. The whole entire process was pretty smooth selling for us. Mm-hmm. Then about 13 weeks pregnant, after we found out we were having a little girl, we named her Amelia Molloy. 13 weeks, I started having health complications. Mm-hmm. And we really couldn't figure out what's going wrong. They thought it was my heart causing my kidneys to start failing.
Okay.
But once we started doing everything, they had me on all medications. I started maxing out all my blood pressure medications. And at that point, they called me a walking time bomb because my blood pressure was so high.
Oh my gosh, okay.
About 19 weeks, they transferred me to UCLA after being in the ICU ER at Memorial Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They transferred me over in hopes to try to keep me pregnant as long as I can so that we can get Amelia born.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got to UCLA, we had hope right away because they did an ultrasound. They're like, you know what? We're going to be okay. Everything's working out. We're going to keep you steady. We're just going to hospitalize you the rest of your pregnancy. So I was going to spend 20 weeks in a hospital unit. And so I was like, okay, you know, before I left Bakersfield, my husband, Michael, is a phenomenal man, but he doesn't handle medical stuff very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted my mom and his mom, and I said, hey, these are my wishes. If this is to happen, then I want A, B, and C. And they knew that I was going in fighting for Amelia. So my life came second. If they could not save Amelia's life, then I would think of myself. So when we got there, that was what our mindset was. But
right.
Whatever it took to get this little girl earthbound. Then we went into a final ultrasound, and they realized that there was no blood flow from the umbilical cord to Amelia any longer. So, and she was disintegrating, and there was no way to save her any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So then at that point, they were like, we have to save you now. So we ended up saving myself. And then after that, we still had no idea what was going on. After tons of tests and stuff like that, I found out I had a rare kidney disorder, and pregnancy actually causes it to come out.
Oh my goodness.
That's what caused the thing. And then from there, after multiple doctors' visits, I have a team of five doctors. They decided that it'd be best if I got my tubes tied because anytime I got pregnant, they didn't see a different outcome coming, and they said it probably just hit my kidneys harder and harder each time.
Oh man. Okay, I had no idea any of your story, I guess.
It's hard, like, you know, you don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
So it was just like one of those things that, and then for me, it was just getting through the moment of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I need to survive somehow, because my dream of having my baby girl is no longer in sight. Mm-hmm. And now not only did I lose my daughter, but now I'm not going to be able to have children. Mm-hmm. And then when you think of that, you're like, okay, I can't have children. So it's affecting me and my heart. But now I'm affecting my husband, and I'm affecting my parents and my siblings, Michael's parents and their siblings. They don't get to be aunts and uncles to our children, you know? So all these things go through your mind.
Through this whole loop, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a wild experience. So then we start researching all our possibilities, right? At this point, it's adoption and surrogacy. But adoption is still $40,000 to $60,000 right now, and surrogacy ranges for $150,000 and up in California right now. So we're just like, okay, there's no way we can do this, right? So we ended up deciding to I told my husband, I was like, okay, let's get our portfolio together for adoption. Let's put it out there. If it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. But then we never reached on the surrogacy thing because, I mean, we're just normal people. We don't have $150,000 just to be like, oh, seriously, let's just throw this at a baby right now. So one day I told him before, I forgot how old I was turning. I mean, I'm pretty old. I told him, I was like, hey, by this birthday, I want to be done. I'm done actively seeking a child. Like, at some point, we have to just be okay and content because my heart can't keep taking this.
Right.
And so he was like, okay, I'm okay with that. And I was like, and then one day I randomly messaged him. I was like, hey, we did everything we can for adoption, but we still haven't touched the surrogacy thing. I was like, and Michael's a very shy man. Like, he doesn't go on anything and be like, oh, here's my life story. Uh-huh. And I was like, hey, can we make an Instagram story or post and just ask for help? Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, which I was surprised.
Yeah.
And so we ended up making this video and we posted it. And we had, I can't even tell you how many hits when videos were like from this Instagram video. We had over 99 people come forward to become our surrogate. So right after that, I started going to breakfast, lunch, and dinner with people, asking them like what they expected from us and telling them kind of like what we expect.
Tears to my eyes, yeah.
Yeah, 99 like, people. Isn't that crazy? And most of them are in Kern County.
That is so awesome.
So it was amazing. Yeah. And so and that warmed my heart a lot. So like it gave you hope again.
That really does bring tears to my eyes.
And so after that, it ended up working out for us, and we had a couple come forward for us. The first couple was my friend Kanisha. She's my best friend and her husband. And they're like, we've been praying about it. We want you to have, we want Kanisha to carry your baby. She had health complications, so she was unable to carry my baby. Okay. But just from her generosity, it gave me this spark of like, okay, I want to do this for other people. Like, if I can't help myself, let me help others. So that's kind of how Amelia Molloy's Angels was created. Yeah. It's like, I want to be the light that Kanisha was for me and my husband when we needed the most.
Right. That's so awesome. That is really so cool. And so touching that so many people would come forward like that. Like, that's not a small decision to make.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
And then it's just our community, though. It speaks for itself, you know? Like, people really do care about people in this town.
Yeah, and I think that's so cool. And actually, a couple of our guests that have been on here have received your guys' grants,
yes,
right? Yeah, so we just, like, actually, episode that we are about to release, Mackenzie, she came on and shared her story, too. They're in the middle of their whole process right now with their surrogate,
yes,
which happens to be one of her best friends. And then Leah, I don't know much of what she went through.
They did IVF.
IVF, yeah. And so she was one of our guests as well.
Yes. They're both very amazing people. Yeah. It's crazy because, like, so you meet these people through the nonprofit, right? So through our family grant process is we have where people can apply. We try to do up to 3 times a year, up to $30,000 per family grant to help with either IVF, surrogacy, or adoption. And so both those people obviously won the family grant, Leah being our first recipient.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
Yes, her and Michael were our first recipient. They're amazing. And they had their little boy. Mm-hmm. And then we had other couples in between Mackenzie and Brock were our last gala, our two galas ago winners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously the grant doesn't, like, it helps, but it doesn't even cover their full process of what they're about to go through. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just a blessing that we're able to give them a little bit of hope and get them started so that they can get closer to that dream of having their own child.
Mean, yeah, that's a huge help. I know it's a huge chunk of money regardless to do any of these treatments or adoption or whatever you want to do, but a $30,000 help? Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
I would have taken it.
Yeah. So you guys were going through the surrogacy process. Did you guys end up finding a surrogate?
Yes, Josie and Wade. They're a couple in Tulare. They're amazing individuals. We're actually like family now. Uh-huh. We see them all the time and still do things with them. I'm actually going to see them this weekend.
Uh-huh.
But they are amazing. And so after like meeting all these surrogates and like interviewing people, we met them and it was something different about them. And Michael didn't go to all of them because he was working all the time. Mm-hmm. So he was at this one. And afterwards, I was like, okay, you know, just let us know what you guys expect from us financially and what we can do. And we'll figure it out from there and we'll let you know if like it's something we can handle. Mm-hmm. And she looks at me, she's like, oh no, we've already talked about it. We don't want anything from you. And I was like,
oh,
what?
My God.
You don't want anything. Like, you're literally going to destroy your body for me, right? Yeah. You put yourself in pain and all this stuff and give us a baby. And she's like, yeah, you guys are just like, whatever you want. And I was like, okay, well, would a trip? She's like, yeah, well, you guys can send us on a trip. That would be fine.
Oh,
but I mean, that doesn't even seem like it can even compare. Like, you are giving me the greatest gift I've ever received in my whole entire life. And I'm sending you to on a trip somewhere for 7 days. Like, it's not even comparable.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome. So you guys had a baby.
Yes, Collins.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. He's almost a year old.
Oh, my gosh.
He's 9 months, and he's a perfect little boy, and we love him so much. Yeah,
oh,
so.
Oh, congrats on that.
Thank you.
That is so exciting. Yeah, Mike, that makes me tear up. There's still good people out there.
No, it really is. Being in the nonprofit world, I came from the medical world, which I absolutely love. I love being in the medical world. Mm-hmm. I wish sometimes I still want to go back.
Yeah.
But now being in the nonprofit world, you realize how good people really are, right?
Yeah.
There are so many people that are out there that just want to give and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And like topics like infertility that people don't talk about. Whenever I go to companies, they're like, I never knew that. I didn't know 1 in 6 people struggled to have a family of their own. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then you start talking to them, and it brings the awareness that people are needing because there really isn't much awareness on infertility at this point.
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, just you think that, I mean, the thing that really sucks is that it's not covered by insurance at all. And it just is so unfair because people like you, you know, you're just like, I'm okay, yeah, ready to start my family, and then you're at a standstill.
Yeah.
And so I think your mission is awesome, and this is such a great thing for so many families, and not even just women, but just families. That's so awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to tell people all the time, like, you know, we didn't choose to be infertile, right? Like, we didn't choose to have our hearts broken month after month with a negative pregnancy test. And, like, when you have – I think when it comes to anything in life, you know, you can't – you don't know what it's like until you're in that situation, right? Mm-hmm. But when you have a longing to be a mother, to give your husband a baby, to make him a father, when you see all these families around you and that's what your one desire, it is so hard just to be like, well, not my turn, I 100%. Guess.
100%. I mean, I can't imagine, you know? I guess with this, how do women apply, or families, I should say, how do families apply to get this grant, or even do they have to decide what they want to do, whether it is adoption, IVF?
So we have 3 things that we do with Amelia Molloy's Angels. We have our family grant. We have support groups that we do. They're monthly, but almost bi-monthly right now. In between, we're doing like a little trash pickup kind of thing to try to build community and help our community as well.
Okay.
And then we do comfort kits where we drop them off to let people know they're not alone. And the comfort kits we send throughout the United States.
Okay.
But the family grant, so how they would apply is we post on our social media and our websites the time frames. It's normally 2.5 months they have to get all their information in.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they fill out just general information. We get a doctor stating notes filled out stating that they're infertile.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, this is for people struggling with infertility, not just, you know, whatever.
Right.
So they have to fill that out. And then we ask them to do a short video up to like 10 minutes of themselves and kind of just explaining them, letting us get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's broken down where the board sees the videos. They pick the top 5. The top 5 goes to the committee. And then the committee then votes and everyone gets a vote. And then that's how the winner is picked. But, I mean, anyone's able to apply. You have to live in Kern County, though. We do want to expand eventually. But right now, our goal for 2025 is just to raise awareness, to get the funds to stable ourselves for multiple years to continue giving this gift to family. Mm-hmm. And then after that, hopefully after this year, we're able to expand outside of Kern County.
Okay, that's awesome. So what do you guys do for your galas? You guys throw those. How often do you have those?
So we have two main events every year. We have our galas, which or in November, December timeframe. Okay. This year, it's going to be in November. We're still debating a Friday or Saturday for it. And then we have our golf tournaments, which is runs through Infertility Week, which is April 20th to the 26th this year. So our golf tournament will be on April 25th.
Okay.
Golf tournaments, basic golf tournament. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a really yeah. good event. My brother-in-law, Brock Bivens, he puts it on, and he knows how to put on a golf tournament, okay. that's for sure. And then our gala this year is, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but it's going to be diamonds and denim. So we're doing, like, a cowboy Christmas theme this
cute.
Year.
Okay.
So it'll be a lot of fun
that's
as well.
Fun. So as far as, like, I mean, I guess both the golf tournament and the gala, how do people donate? You guys do a lot of fundraising?
So at the events, obviously, we have the golf tournament. It's more of a raffle-like style, and okay. then people are able to donate. This year, we'll be setting up two tables. Our goal is to get monthly donors this year, so it's our Angels of Hope program. Monthly donating equals steady income, so that's more beneficial for us. Obviously, our events are amazing, and we do get a lot of money those nights, but that's not money that you could count on for a long term if you want to keep on going as a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to get 100 donors at least $25 a month at the golf tournament and at our gala this year. If you get $100 at $25, that's one family grant. So then if we could do that at both events, then we're getting out two family grants. It's already covered, and we know that the money is going to be there.
Right.
We also have at the gala, there's live silent auction. And there's always, at every event, there's always somewhere that people can just give if they'd like to give, obviously.
Right.
And then we have our website, AmeliaMoleyAngels.com, where people can go on and donate as well.
Okay, awesome. Let's go back to these support groups. So I know that a lot of the stuff that you guys do is local, but you said that there are things that are more nationwide?
Yes. So our comfort kits will be nationwide. They're just little care packets that we send to people, letting them know that, you know, you're not alone in this journey. Also with that, I've had people reach out to me from Arizona, New York, Texas, even San Diego right now, and some other locations wanting to know, like, hey, how do we get an Amelia Molloy's? Like, how can we get this here? Mm-hmm. And that's obviously a goal down the road. But I was like, hey, for now, here is a comfort kit. Let you know that we're thinking of you, that you're not alone while you're struggling with infertility.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that it gives them some comfort during this time of need. They also, I love to research things. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, I can't financially help you with our family grants, but let me do the research I can to see if there's any grants in your area.
That's awesome.
So then I'll research, or we'll have someone on my team research, and we do the most we can to give them any kind of information we can so that they can at least try to help themselves financially in that situation as well.
That's awesome. What do you guys put in your guys' comfort kits?
In the comfort kits, we have a blanket. We actually just started a comfort kit committee, and the comfort kit committee meets every other month, but every 4 months they do tie blankets. So they invite whoever out.
Oh, okay.
They do tie blankets. They put a cute little message on the blanket that's just saying, like, hey, we're here with you during your struggle, and they're making them out of, like, pure love, which I think is amazing.
That's super cute.
They put a journal in there because it's always nice to journal these thoughts and ideas when you're going through infertility. One of our mugs, there's a little candle or like a diffuser of some sort, just anything that relaxes people, a face mask, cozy socks, lips, chapstick, anything like that to make them feel just like cozy and relaxed.
I like that. That's cute. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about Amelia Molloy's. I think your guys's mission is awesome.
Thank you so much.
I guess to end, how can anyone that's listening or watching, how can they donate since they're not local?
They could obviously follow us on our social media. We have a Facebook and Instagram page, just Amelia Molloy's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
There they could constantly see our activities and things coming up. So they could donate even through our like little link on our social media pages.
Okay.
Or they can go to AmeliaMolloy'sAngels.com and donate on our website as all there as well. And just like for these donors that know, like, when they donate to Amelia Molloy's Angels, they're giving hope and healing, and they're supporting people mm-hmm. whose only dream and desire is to have a family of their own. So right. the support is just so appreciated.
Yeah. And last but not least, can you give any sort of advice for anyone that is currently struggling with infertility?
Oh, yes. You're not alone. There's so many. 1 in 6 of us are actually struggling to have our own babies. So mm-hmm. you're not alone. It's okay if you're not willing to have a voice yet or talk about it. But when you're ready, you will have a support with Amelia Molloy's Angels, and you can always reach out to us. And lean on your family, lean on your friends, and just know that you're loved, and that hopefully in time God will bless you with a child of your own.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Shattered Silence. As always, don't forget to follow us on all of our socials on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. You can also watch full episodes on YouTube or listen in on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.